to unite.
Climbing the ladder to freedom. Okay, friends, thank you so much for being here. We're going to be doing a very special event now. It's going to be a fascinating journey. A journey that we're all on, actually. Some of you are at the beginning of the journey. Some of you are in the middle of the journey. It doesn't matter really where you are, but we're all on the journey. It's the journey and the quest for truth, the quest for meaning. Oh yeah, and if you can do us a favor, and just a few of you go outside and tell the friends that we have a very important graduation ceremony now, and that the new students would really appreciate if we're all in here. So if you can just run out there, and let's bring everyone back in, and we'll try and do this with as many friends as possible. Thank you. Okay, so let's keep going. Let's keep going on our journey. How does the journey begin? The journey begins with emptiness. I think we have a slide that we're going to put up. It begins with emptiness. It begins with darkness, if you like, with deep disappointment with life. Maybe you received a blow. Maybe life gave you a blow. It turned your life upside down. You didn't know left from right. You didn't know right from wrong. Completely confused. But it's exactly at that point, in that point of darkness, where a question arises. It's a need. A need for an answer. A need for meaning. What is the purpose of my life? What is the purpose of life in general? Why are we here? Why all the confusion? Why all the trouble? Why all the problems? And what do I have to do with any of this? I need to find an answer to this question. I can't live if I don't find the answer. And it's exactly at this point where the next step of our journey begins. And this is called the call for adventure. So let's put that up on, that's right, adventure. That all of a sudden I want to read books that previously I discarded, that I jump on the internet and I'm scouring the internet for wisdom, for secrets, for truth. You know, maybe you just quit your job. Maybe you pack your bags and you take a trip to India to meet a guru. Maybe you go to China to meet a master. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what form it takes. But you're ready for a change. It's enough. You're open to everything. And why? Why do you want to do all this? It's because that you know that the truth is out there. Someone has the truth. And I need it.
Before I found Cabu, I was very sick. I was suffering. I was lost. I was in pain. And I'm so grateful that through my adventure, I found Cabu. And it changed my life. I found a group to connect with. I found people that were searching and asking questions that I was asking. And of course, there's still going to be confusion along the way, but at least I have a group to ask these questions with and a framework. And I just feel so blessed to be here and to meet all of you wonderful people. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Okay, so we're on the journey now. We're truly on the journey. We're looking high, we're looking low, we're trying to find who has the answer to our question about the meaning of life. And along the way, we meet people, you know, important people that change the way that we see ourselves, that change the way that we see the world. People that help us. We could even say that they're like tour guides. You know, go this way or go that way. These are very important people because without them, we wouldn't know how to go forward. So, I don't know. I think these people have touched all of us. Maybe at school, maybe at university, someone said something. It saved your life, maybe. It changed the direction of your life fundamentally. We know these people. These are called the helpers. That's the next stage of our journey.
So, when I first came across the instructors, the teachers at Cab U, it really felt like salvation to me. And I don't say that word lightly, because all these questions, all this confusion, all this emptiness I had, like all of a sudden it was like, here are the answers. And here's a consistent, attainable method and explanation. And I was so drawn into by this. And eventually, very quickly, I realized it wasn't just about the answers. It wasn't just having like the right answer in a test or, you know, getting the right pieces of a puzzle. It was these instructors really had a desire in them to impart this knowledge to me. And I couldn't comprehend it and I couldn't understand it. But they had that. And because they had that, it was like they were always around me, following me around, and just pushing me through my daily life to come to this point.
Thank you, Noah. So, you know, who are these helpers? We want to put a face to these helpers. Who are these wonderful people? We're going to ask them to stand up for us. Actually, we're going to ask them to come up here. We want to see who these helpers are. Who are the instructors? Who are the Cab U instructors that helped us along the way? Are there any in here? I'm sure there are. Why don't you come up? Thank you. Let's give them a round of applause.
Friday, one of the new students asked me, how'd you get in that position? How'd you become an instructor? I said, it's a good question. The Creator made me do it. And what do I mean by that? I mean that I had an awakened point in the heart. Why? I have no idea. I don't know why. But it's so. So I had that invitation and I answered it. I'm on the path. And many people that are standing, well, I guess all of them, to my right and the left, had a huge part in helping me on my way, on the path. And I have to say that now that I'm in this position, there's no greater honor than to be able to take what's been given to me and spread it and share it. When I started on the path, I had one idea of what the wisdom of Kabbalah is all about. Mike right next to me could vouch for this. I said, in 3 to 5 years, if I don't I don't know what that meant. The sky opened up and, you know, heavens poured down upon me or whatever it was. You know, I'm out of here. And now my understanding is completely different. It's what we've heard about from day one. It's just all about connection. It's all about sharing. It's all about passing this beautiful wisdom on to people and helping change their life like it's done for me. So I'm so grateful for each and every one of you being here. So grateful for these wonderful guys. Grateful for Kabyu. Grateful for the Creator that's arranged all of this. Thank you all for being here. From the bottom of my heart, it's probably the greatest opportunity I've ever been given. So, L'chaim, I love you all. Thank you.
So, these helpers point us in the direction of a new world. This is the next stage in our journey, actually. That we enter a strange land. We have new vistas, landmarks. There's a new language. Interesting smells and tastes. Even maybe the cars are driving on the wrong side. There's new laws. It's a new society, a new world. Everything is brand new. This is how we enter. Like kids, with big eyes. Everything is new. We never thought that a world like this actually existed. Many people feel that they arrived finally home.
My whole life I was suspect of this reality, the one that had been sold to me by my parents and by culture, and just something didn't seem right. Or maybe everything seemed right in a way that no one else seemed to notice. And like that, it all started to make sense. My whole life started to make sense. Everything that I had learned and unpacked on my own that was ineffable, suddenly I had a shared language for. And found Kabbalah's PewDiePie Tony on YouTube, and everything just started to make sense. And my heart is, I'm going home with my heart so full and throbbing and just excited to apply this. And thank you guys so much.
So we've arrived at this new world. But, you know, the question is, are we just weekend tourists? And I'm going to go off script here. Because, to be honest with you, we want you to be part of this world. We want you to speak the same language. We want you to sing the same songs. We want you to know how to prepare the same food. We want you to walk down the street and say hi to us, like neighbors. And we want you to belong, to feel that you're part of this society, of this group of very special people. This is what we have in our heart. This is what we really want. And I want to introduce a great friend who will continue my words, Zohar.
You wake up every morning with gratitude for the opportunity we've been given. And everyone here should feel that way. We have an environment in which our point in the heart, no matter how small it is, can grow. Our life is here. I personally, you know, I have a beastly life also. I'm a farmer. And I know everything about environment. I know that if you don't weed around a plant and you don't take care of the soil around it and water it and do all that, the fruit just won't come out. And if they do, they won't be good. And our points in the hearts were brought to the most amazing environment, and we get to serve this environment and grow it and support it together. You know, I was given a job to take care of this graduate environment, but it's to be the servant of the most amazing students, amazing points in the hearts. I'm just feeling humbled with it by them every single day, and learn from them so much more than I could possibly pass on to you.
Hi. So, Ms. Karen, I entered the graduate program with a very strong commitment after having finished my courses. These amazing teachers and all of those friends that went along that journey with me, I just felt like I'm ready to make this commitment and to maintain what I had learned and go even further. You know, you feel like you finally came home. And I'm looking out here and seeing all the new students that went along, coming along with me, and then also the ones that have gone before me, who have inspired me, and our testimony to what this program offers, what this lifestyle offers, and it speaks to your heart, it's your life, and I'm just so grateful that the Creator has brought this into my life, and I'm looking forward to like an endless journey. The environment offers like this place of infinity where it's universal. You're talking to people all over the world who have the same feeling in their heart and are committed to this, and it's just beautiful. And I'm very grateful to all of you and all of you. Thank you.
We would like to first of all ask if Rav could join us as we're inviting the students, because we'd like to ask him something, please.
Okay, so we have every year we have the ceremony, and I'm always happy that we have more and more people who went through this training, the courses, and are ready. Of course, there's a lot more to learn and especially to attain, but still it is something. It is a basis that you cannot underestimate. So from the bottom of my heart, I wish them the best and an entry on the path that leads to the revelation of the Creator, to the purpose of life and to the purpose of creation, to remain connected to us and to see how the wisdom of Kabbalah can take us ever upward. And there is no engagement in life, no science or teaching that can replace in any way or even stand next to it. Good luck to you, and may you enjoy this. You and the Creator will enjoy you too. All the best.
Rav, we have so many new students here. This is their first time in the Congress, and they're still just, you talked about the foundation, about the very beginning of creating a strong base. You didn't hear. Can we do this again? Now you can hear. Chaim? Okay, all these new students who are here, they come here to a Congress for the first time, and they hear, oh, we're going to go out to the world, we're going to disseminate, we're going to bring light to the world, and we have to go and we have to do the groups. And some of us are, you know, we're here very new. We're still working on our foundation. What's the importance of my inner preparation in a foundation and having a strong foundation before I go out to the world or in order to go out to the world?
These basic courses give us something, especially that we give them the diplomas, the certificates, after having gone through the Congress. And I think what they received here is a very good portion of knowledge and feeling and in integration. So I have the highest regard for the charge that there is in them. Now they have to continue to work with it. They need to be joined into, assimilated into the group, integrated in the group. And we need to work with them. It's all ahead of you. I'm very hopeful that next year we will have another Congress and we will see new students, graduates of new courses, and the ones who are here will already be integrated in groups and dissemination, and in that way we will advance. Good luck to you. You have a good foundation. And I would also add to the teachers and organizers, the heads of the group, you have to feel responsible for how you include them and integrate them and give them the strength and the place and the ability to advance. Good luck to all of you, to those who graduated from the courses and to those who will welcome them and continue along with them. Good luck to all of you.
We're moving on to the final stage of our journey, which is celebration. It's not a wedding, okay, but it is a graduation. So we are enjoying. So if you've graduated from a virtual course or from a physical campus or from the young group, you've graduated in any course in CarbU, we're inviting you now up onto the stage to get your diplomas to meet the instructors. Thank you. Up you come. Okay, guys, up you come. All of you, don't be shy. Come and get your diplomas if you graduated from any course online. Young group, CarbU, KE, KA, fundamentals. I don't know, I'm not producing it.
Thank you. It's hard to understand everything you say because
we're not. Oh my God, I was meeting. Yes, thanks for answering all my questions.
Each for the other to give and
Okay, friends, we're going to go to a group picture. Who's organizing the picture? Who's organizing? Okay, the photographer, Tim. Should we stand up here or... Okay. Guys, if you want to come over here, please just bunch up.
Guys, squeeze in.
Squeeze in. All right, guys. Tony. Gilad. Let's go, man. Picture time. Okay. We'll find that in a second. Okay, guys. Squeeze in. Tim, how are we looking? More? Okay. Leo, squeeze in.
Fantastic.